The state of Texas is leading the charge against Google and other companies as well with regard to this massive antitrust probe that's going on. You know, AT&T and Standard Oil are among the most notable instances of companies being broken up by antitrust laws, and now they're aiming at the Googles and the YouTubes, and which is, of course, all part of one master company. And they're saying they have too much influence, and I concur with that, because people like myself, I'm censored. So many things that I say are not allowed to be said in terms of the public being able to hear them, and our numbers are knocked down all of the time. Recently, for instance, with regards to the Canadian election on writeforcanada.ca, we were getting in excess of 1 million talks and views, or pick your verbiage, on just on our Facebook, and that's been now reduced to like 50,000 from a million, because they say you're saying bad things about the prime mistake and so on, right? Okay, I'm in Texas, go get them. Speaking of Texas, I was there recently, and you know what? The San Francisco Board of Supervisors has labeled domestic terrorists, which is the NRA, right? They're an organization of terrorists, I guess. What's really insane is that 28% of all Democrats think that it should be against the law to join the NRA. I was in Texas, as said, at an NRA convention of sorts. It was a three-day event that was all about carrying a gun in a concealed fashion. They had thousands and thousands of tens of thousands actually of people there, and they had a fashion show with people, mostly girls, walking up the aisle or the boardwalk with guns, and one girl was so scantily dressed, I was wondering where she had that gun hidden, but she did. Anyway, you know, it was a kind of a fun time. I bought a safe, yet another gun safe. Kind of didn't need another one, but I got one anyway because I liked it. There's lights inside of it and all kinds of neat little tricks. And in addition to that, other neat things happened. I was going upstairs to the second floor of the convention center in Fort Worth, and they had the Lone Star State, right? And there's this big star. It took me a minute to kind of process it, but it's all cowboy hats, and it's just the neatest looking thing. And then I went on a tour. Now, I'm riddled with ADD, I am. But somehow I was captured, and I was in a bus, a van, for 7 hours going around town looking at things. It was kind of enjoyable, but I told them a couple of times, you got to stop and let me out so I can go out and kind of do my thing and get back in again. But it was fun. I saw lots of neat things and saw where John Kennedy was assassinated, and it was very moving, and so many other things as well. Texas is just a great place. Had a blast. You know, speaking of guns, there were so many people there. Good guys. These are the good guys. Learning how to defend themselves and other Americans and other people that are around them in churches and so on, right? And churches was a big part of it. And it went on to say how many people had been massacred in churches, which was verbiage that came out of one seminar that I was in. It says, you don't say gun deaths. You don't say shooting tragedies or shooting instances. They're massacres. And that's appropriate, right? If somebody goes into a church or any place, into a mall, and murders 15 or 20 people, you shouldn't say it was a shooting incident. It was a massacre. It was a murder. That's kind of what happened. But, you know, recently the Mormon Church in America made this astounding announcement that our members are no longer allowed to carry firearms, concealed firearms, into church, into our house of worship. Are you kidding me? I mean, the bad guys attack us in our churches. They attack us in our malls. They attack us at our concerts. They come to our schools. And you're saying you're going to have a gun-free zone? Several friends of mine are Mormon, and they said, stupid. Well, of course we're going to continue to take our gun to church. If a bad guy comes in, what are we going to do? Just sit there? And now they're advertising that it's a gun-free zone. So why don't you think they will come? Because of course they will. Bad, bad, stupid behavior. But Texas, back to that, aside from all that other stuff, it was great. If y'all ever get a chance to go to an NRA show, go. Even if you don't like guns, go. It's educational. Hey, see ya.